Lupe Mares runs the nonprofit organization Community in Schools and came before the commissioners this month to request funding. Its mission is to support and empower students and families so they can succeed in school. Over the past 8 years, the group has grown to serve 34 schools in Benton and Franklin counties, home to the Tri-Cities.
Coping skills and mental health support. We provide small groups and individualized supports, advocating for students with school staff, increasing awareness around mental health.
Mares's request for funds is far greater than what they asked for 2 years ago. If the funds are granted, the program will expand to 41 schools in all 6 school districts in Benton and Franklin counties.
We know that the most effective method of preventing crime is to invest in kids, right?
This is one of the many presentations the commissioners heard over 2 days to decide how to allocate nearly $2.5 million generated by the sales tax. In 2014, voters in Benton County approved the 10-year sales tax increase to support public safety in the county. On average, the tax collected has been over $7 million a year. 60% of the taxes collected go for internal programs, like the Metro Drug Task Force, Therapeutic Court, and Gang Prevention. The other 40% goes to external community-based programs. County Commissioner Sean Small says these programs have real value in the community, and the tax has generated much more money than expected. The commissioners were trying to build up the internal programs and get them fully funded.
We never dreamed that actually those taxes would actually be jacked up between $8 to $9.5 million. I think is one of the highest years that we've had.
Currently, the tax fund holds $8 million in reserves, according to Commissioner Will McKay, who explained that if the safety tax is not renewed, the internal programs have time to replace the funds. That is a real possibility, as 2 school districts in the county failed to pass their levies for a second time. But some say the tax is too high, and it's set to be put to popular vote again in 2023. McKay is the newest member of the commission. He says the presentations drove home the need for the tax.
I see the need for the public safety tax, and especially going through those presentations for the first time, I was kind of emotional of how it really does help those kids out and stuff. But at the same time, I don't know if it's going to pass again. A lot of constituents are talking to me, and all we're doing is getting taxed more and more. And
McKay says a lot of people have said they won't vote for it again. He has a solution, however.
Go to the constituents and say, okay, instead of 3%, we're going to do 2%. Now, if we dropped it to 2%, will it pass then? I'm hoping that it does pass because I see the need.
Commissioner Small worries what would happen if citizens choose not to renew the tax.
I pray to God that this public safety sales tax passes again, because it will be absolutely devastating if it doesn't.
Any questions?
During her presentation, Mares said 17% of what her organization spends comes from the public safety tax. Over 2 years, it equals about 9% of the total operation budget. Without this funding, they could face a deficit that would mean fewer services for kids and families in Benton County. The commissioners and staff will review all the applicants, and in the coming months, the organizations will hear whether their requests are funded. I'm Dori Luzo-Gilmore.